book we've preached out of before, but, or a chapter we've preached out of before, but never had the thought I've had this one before, and I'm sure it's been preached on a bunch down through time. It's nothing new, but it's the first time I've ever had the thought. I pray that I'll be able to slow down just a little bit today. Y'all know how I get. I get a little rambunctious, but I'd love to be able to slow down a little bit today. It seems like the last few weeks, it's been what's been on my heart a lot is about trying to be encouragement. That's what I want to be today, be an encouragement to you. But also, I pray that we would start getting the point that we'd realize that God's got this. I know we've said it a whole lot, but it's a whole lot of difference in saying something and doing something. And by saying God's got it, I ain't saying, you know, we just go right back to hugging and shaking hands and all that. That ain't what I'm saying. It's just that we don't lose faith that God can get us back to that point. That's what we're working on, is trying to get back to that. But pay attention to, as we read here, and I'm not a good reader. Y'all know that. You ain't had been around very long to know that I'm not a good reader, but pray for us. Amen. Give ear, O my people, to my law, and incline your ears unto the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable, and I will utter dark sayings of old, which we have heard and know, and our fathers have told us. We will not hide them from their children, showing to the generation to come praises of the Lord and his strength and wonderful works that he hath done. For he established a testimony in Jacob, and he appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers that they should make them known unto their children, that the generation to come might know them, even the children which should be born, who should arise and declare them unto their children, that they might set their hope in God and not forget that the works of God be kept, his commandments, and might not be, and as their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation, that see not their heart aright, and whose spirit was not steadfast with God. The children of Ephraim, being armed and carrying bows, turned back in the day of the battle. They kept not the covenant of God and refused to walk in the law, and forget his works and his wonders that he showed them, and his wonders that he showed them. Marvelous things that he did in the sight of their fathers, and in the land of Egypt, and in the field of Zoan. He divided the sea and caused them to pass through, and made the waters to stand as a heap. In the daytime also he led them with a cloud, and all the night a light afar. He clave the rocks in the wilderness and gave them drink as out of the great depths. He brought streams also out of the rock and caused waters to run down it like rivers. They sinned yet more against him by provoking the Most High in the wilderness. And they tempted God in their heart by asking meat for their lust. And yea, they spake against God, and they said, can God furnish a table in the wilderness? And that's where we're going to take our thought from today in that 19th verse. They asked a question, can God furnish a table in the wilderness? You won't find can God nowhere else in the Bible. There's nowhere else where anybody ever asked could question God if he had power to do anything. This is the only place you'll find it, can God. And they tempted the Lord God, and they asked a question. You can find in Numbers where they murmured and complained to Moses about meat that they were hungry and that they was being fed in Egypt. But my thought ain't going to be, can God? My thought is answering that question, and it's been answered many a time down through time, God can. And that would be our title today if we had a title for our thought, God Can. And they, he told them, he said they had forgot how God had raised the sea. He'd separated the sea there and delivered them out of the bondage of Egypt and stood the sea there upon a heap. They had forgot. They had forgot the power of God. And I want to, we realize with God, all things are possible. And you can read that in several different places about the power of God. But I want to take, just maybe for, you might call it a text, but over here out of Jeremiah in the 32nd chapter and the 17th verse, it said, "Oh Lord, behold, thou hast made the heaven and the earth in great power, stretched out arm, and there is nothing too hard for thee." Now I want you to listen to me. When you go back to the beginning over here, it said that he had made these things and it wasn't nothing too hard for him. I want you to realize, I hear people say all the time, day by day I hear it said, I want everybody to say, I pray things are never the same. I pray that we never go back to where we don't trust in God enough, that we live so worldly anymore again, that we forget God so much that he has to bring something else down upon us to get our attention. I pray we don't go back, but I pray that we do get back to the point that we can shake one another's hand, we can hug one another's neck, we can show affection to one another again, and I believe we can do that. And if we don't believe that, then we have lost faith in God. Help us, Lord. Thank you for the amens. Listen to me. It said in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. That's the first verse of the first chapter of the beginning in Genesis. And that's what Genesis means, of the beginning. But it used one verse for that. One verse in the beginning. God created the heaven and the earth. Listen to me. It only took one verse to explain that. A little bitty spot. And that's how powerful God is. They didn't have to go through a whole book about how God, it took him forever. He just said, let it be on earth and let it be the heavens. And I want you to know it was. That's the kind of God we serve. God can. This ain't a one in the world we question if God can make a difference. I hear my wife say a lot of times, she'll say, "Whatever, everything's ever get back to the same." I want you to realize, you gotta believe that God can. I want you to realize today, God can save our lost children. God can save our lost grandchildren. God can bring our churches back together. God can do it all. There ain't nothing that God can't do. Nothing he can't do. Only thing we can find is in Titus 1 and 2. It says, "And who we have our hope, and by the promise of God who cannot lie, eternal life." I want you to realize he can't sin. Peter said he's not slack in his promises, or other men are slack. Listen to me. God is righteous. And when he said, "I'll never leave you nor forsake you," God can be here. And he is here. He's never left us and never will. We're not to question whether God is able, but we do. We find that's the only place I find. They said, "Is he able to set a table out here, a feast, a table?" Say, yeah, we'll lay out a spread here in the wilderness. It may have just been mentioned one time if God could. Can God? But in our hearts and our minds, day by day, we look at our situations and we wonder if God can. If we're being honest, that you can lie and say you don't ever do that, or you can be honest and just tell the truth. And that's what it takes. For you to be able to be saved, you had to be realize you was lost. You had to realize that He was a Savior and He was the only hope you had. It takes being honest. And we can't help it. We think, will this ever be better? Can God take care of this? Can He take care of my lost loved ones? Will He save them? I want you to realize, people, when we get to the point that we don't only no longer trust in God that He's able to take care of it, we've got ourselves in a bad spot. But I want you to realize today, God can. Amen. He's been changing things forever. God has no beginning and no end. He's from everlasting to everlasting. I want you to realize today He was the one that I want you to realize even in the punishment, even in our chastisements, God is the one the powerful. He can chastise His children. He was the one that made it rain 40 days and 40 nights. I want you to realize, you might say there's not enough water here on earth to cover the whole world, the whole earth with water. Listen to me. All things are possible with God. He put a firmament between the heavens and earth. And that firmament for years held back the water. No water fell upon earth. But I want you to know when that was gone, the waters come down. When God said it was time, the waters come down. There was water come out from under the ground. It gushed up out from under the ground. And for 40 days and 40 nights, it rained because God could. He can. He can make things better or He can make things worse. God can. It's up to us. He wants to bless His children. He wants to love us, and He does. He wants the best for us. But we have got to get to a point that we need God in our lives again. We got to get in a point till we get to a place that we're willing to repent again. And when we get to that place, God can. God can bless His people again. Now, all this thought started, if I can find my glasses, maybe I can read without them. God can. He can. Very familiar where Jesus, Lazarus, He told His disciples, said they was going unto Lazarus till he sleepeth. And they made the statement, Lord, if he sleepeth, he doeth well. And then Jesus spoke to him plainly. He said, Lazarus is dead. Now I want you to realize when he come, he got there to the point and Lazarus had already been dead. Y'all know this story well as I do. Most of you do, not everybody. I used to hear preachers say that, and I think, I don't know it. But listen, Lazarus had done been dead for 4 days. And he come upon Martha, and I want you to pay attention to what Martha's saying. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hast been here, this Martha was Lazarus' sister. He had a sister named Mary. And they were friends to Jesus, according to the scriptures. It was Mary Magdalene and Martha and Lazarus. But it said, Martha said unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. Now listen to me. She believed that the Lord had been there, that her brother wouldn't have died. Now pay attention now. But I know that even now, listen, Jesus is still our mediator between us and God. She said, even I know even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask, God will give it to thee. Listen to me. God can. If we'll believe that, if we'll get ourselves to a point to believe just like Martha, some of us might say that she doubted because that she believed he had to be right there. But I want you to know he was right there. He never had left them. He knew Lazarus when he got sick. He knew when Lazarus died. He done it for their sake. And I want you to know some of the things we go through is for our sake, that we might become a more of a believer in God, that we put our trust in him, that we would ask him and he would answer our prayers, that our faith might grow stronger. I know that even now, whatsoever that would ask him, asked of God, God will give it thee. And Jesus said to her, thy brother shall rise again. And Martha saith unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection in the last day. And Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth on me, though he be dead, ye yet shall he live. Now listen, and whatsoever liveth, whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? God can. I want you to know, I believe that I'm going to live forever. I believe that. Not because what I've done, but what God did and what he can do. Now I want to drop on down. And I never paid no attention to this too much before. Then Mary was come. They went and got Mary. I told him that Jesus had got there. Then Mary was come where Jesus was and saw him, fell down at his feet, saying unto him, Lord, if thou hast been us here, my brother had not died. That was the same thing that Martha said. Lord, if you had been here, our brother would have not died. I want you to know, I believe those sisters sat around and watched their brother get worse and worse, sick and sick. And I believe they talked about it among themselves. If our Lord would be here, if Jesus was only here, he could save him. He wouldn't die. I want you to know that was the faith they had. That was what they talked about. What do we talk about? This probably won't ever get no better. Maybe we can come up with a vaccine, and I pray we do. But if we do come up with one, it won't be some scientist does. It'll be that God give him ability to do it. Because God can. Just as I can't stand up here and preach without God, you can't do your job without God. If you've got any ability, it's God-given ability. When you see somebody run that touchdown for 99 yards when they're backed up all the way back to their own end zone, they're on their own 1 yard line, and they hand the ball off just trying to go up the middle just to gain a little room for the punter, and all of a sudden he breaks loose and goes right down the middle all the way to the end zone, and he kneels down there and thanks God. God gave him the ability to do it. God can. Every day when we're able to get up out of the bed, we need to say, God can take me through this day. We need to have faith as Mary and Martha did. And God can make my brother live. God can heal my children. God can heal that woman with cancer. They said she got 7 or 8 days to live. Let me tell you something. It ain't nothing that God can't take care of. God can. I was a ruler come to Jesus one time. He had a servant that was sick. He was a centurion. A centurion was a man over, I believe it was 100 men or maybe 1,000. I can't remember, but he was a leader. But he had one that worked for him or was under him that was very sick, and they thought a lot of him. And he come to Jesus or sent word to Jesus that he needed him. And when Jesus headed that way, he sent his servants out there to meet Jesus and told him. He said, "You don't have to come on to my house." He said, "I'm a man over men, and they do what I say." And I want you to know, he was putting faith in Jesus that he didn't have to come all the way to his house. That he knew God was going to hear him and hear his plea, and God can heal the sick. And that servant lived. And Jesus said, "No greater faith have I seen in Israel." God can. How are we going to get back in the building? When are we going to know it's the right time to go back in there? Should we ask our deacons? Brother Barry, we got a lot of confidence in him. I guarantee you he don't want none. God can. I believe in all my heart, if it's weeks or months, if we will all pray and ask him, God can let us know when we go back in there and be safe. I wouldn't make Brother Kyle Reed sick for $1 million. He's sitting back there today. I've missed that brother so bad. I didn't never think I'd miss that face so much. But I have. God can take care of you, brother. I heard that Little Kingsley was, and Dusty Liz is going to be here today. I don't know if they are or not, but they are. I want you to know God can take care of that baby. Amen, brother. Oh, we wouldn't have her to get sick, no sicker than what she is for nothing. And I believe with all my heart God can give her a life to live to 80-year-old if that's his will. We look at these children that God saved in the last few months. God can. We look at the ones that we want to see get saved. God can. We look at our nation that's been shut down. We are behind disease that we can't see. But God can open it back up. Donald Trump can't. Bill Lee can't. But God can. When we don't forget what he's done for us, how he delivered our people, God can. He's brought about abundance more than once, hasn't he, brother? God can. So, when you don't think things can ever be normal again, Lazarus come out of that grave. Jesus had done told Martha that he would raise again. He come to the grave and it was a cave. There was a stone laid upon it. Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Yep. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, said unto him, "Lord, By this time, he stinketh. He hath been dead 4 days. Listen to what Jesus said. Jesus saith unto her, said I not unto thee, that if thou wouldest believe, thou shalt seest the glory of God. Amen. Then they took away the stone from its place where the dead was laid. And he had his eyes down because he lifted them up. He said, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. He was praying, and he knew the Father had heard him. When God lets you know he's heard your prayer, leave it there and thank him for hearing you. And I knew that thou hearest me always. But because of the people which stand by, I said it that they may believe that thou hast sent me. And when he had thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice. And he said, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. And Jesus said unto them, loose him and let him go. God told Moses to tell the Pharaoh, let my children go. When we have faith in God and tell him to get rid of this old virus, to get it out of here. God, we repent. We trust you again. You take it away, God. He will loose us and let us go again. He will set us free. We've been in bondage. We have been bondage of sin. Let us go, Father. Let us go. Take us out of this old world and let us serve you. God can. So, if you asked him today, can God do away with this virus? Can God bring your churches back together? Can God save our lost ones? It was a question that Mark there at the end of it. For me, when I read that and I began to look, I thought, boy, I can't believe they asked that. And then I got to searching. I never did find it again. And I thought to each one of us that reads that, the answer wasn't given after that in the book. We had to give the answer. And the answer I found was, God can. God can. It's all through the book. God can. As a thief hung on the cross and repented, with no hope left in this old world, all he had hope left in was Jesus. Rememberest me when thou entered thy kingdom. He said, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. God can. If your heart's broke today, God can save your soul. I hope somebody's got something out of this. I've enjoyed studying on it this week. Let us all get to the point that we know God can bring your nation out of the mess that it's in. Yeah, I believe he could come back anytime. I believe we're in the last days. Everything's been fulfilled. I believe all that. But I believe God can give us tomorrow. He can give us a little more time if a remnant of people will hang on for a little while. That's all that's ever been what's helped on is just a few. Let us be that few. Let us be the ones that sit around like Mary and Martha. The Lord can take care of this. They weren't together when they asked the questions or when they made the statement to the Lord. If you'd been here, her brother would live. But they'd sit around and talked about it. But most important of that, I believe they'd talk to God about it. He's able to take care of it today. That's my little message. I pray that somebody got something out of it. Thank you for listening to me. But like